I think it's twofold, really. I think a lot of parents, when they can't have their own babies, they want babies. It's one of those things that they imagine adopting a baby if they can't have children. And I think that's one of the indicators where that's what you imagine. You don't really imagine this almost fully grown child turning up with its own thoughts, ideas, wants, dislikes, and all of those kind of things. The other thing is that if a child has got to that kind of a point where it is being adopted and it's quite old, then their family history is usually quite checkered. And those family histories then pull up a lot of questions that people don't have answers to. And then also, these little children have been through quite a lot in their little lives, a lot of insecurities, a lot of things have changed. They could be in foster care, so they've been taken away from a parent that, as far as they're concerned, loved them. They haven't always been mistreated. It's the parents' issues, not how they've treated the child. They've just been put into somewhere new, somewhere that they don't know. And all of that is going to have an impact on a child. And in my experience, they then start to develop some behavior management issues.